Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1107. We're learning today, Lila Nishmas Moshe Doif Ben Rabar and Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Ram Moshe and Lerifua Shalemi Yosef Chaim Ben Liba Arnina and Lerifua Shalemi Chana Bas Esther Malka. Getting back to our malacha of Zareya planting. Okay, so I just want to talk about another interesting thing in reference to when one has to move a flower pot for whatever reason. And there's a hole on the bottom. It's called Otzitz Sheyesh Beinokov. That's a flower pot that has a hole in it, and it's on the ground. It's on mamish. It's on a place whereby it's getting nourishment from the ground. It's yonik from the ground. So we said in general to move that flower pot, to take a flower pot off the ground, whereby a flower pot that has a hole in it, and put it up on the table, that you're not allowed to do, because you're removing the flower pot from the place of Yanikon, from, in other words, from the place where it's receiving nourishment from the ground, and you're putting it onto a place where it's not receiving nourishment. That's part of Kaitzer. Now, the same thing would be the opposite, our malacha of Zereya, planting. If I take a flower pot that has a hole on the bottom, right, and it's on the table, for example, and I put it down on the floor, whereby it's a soil floor, a dirt floor, whatever, whereby it can receive nourishment from the ground. It doesn't have to be roots in the ground or anything like that. As long as it's on the ground, there's a hole in the flower pot, and even some materials, which we spoke about in the past, but let's say there's a hole, assuming right now there's a hole in the flower pot, so that I'm not allowed to put from the table onto soil or whatever the case is, a flower pot with a hole, because again, I'm thinking from a place that is not getting nutrition, and putting in a place where it does get nutrition, and that is a ray planting. But now there is a little bit of a heter, if you want to say, a way out. If somebody has to move a flower pot for whatever reason, I just want to mention this so people should be aware if the case comes up. Let's say you have a flower pot in a place whereby it is receiving nourishment from the ground, let's say possibly on the side of the house, or possibly on the place in the porch where there's dirt, where there's soil or something like that. But be it as it may, it's on a place whereby it's receiving. It's on a place whereby it's there's dirt. When we say dirt, we mean like dirt whereby it can receive nourishment, regular soil, dirt, ground. So now the question is, a person has to move this flower pot. So as far as the muksa pot, it is a machloikis. Brings on the sefer klolim when he talks about this whole issue. It is a machloikis. Meaning, what do we mean by muksa? Meaning, are you allowed to move it with your hands, or do you have to move it with your feet? In other words, we're talking about the part of zereya planting or koitzer uprooting. In other words, if it's a problem to move this flower pot that has a hole in it from the ground to the table, right? So fine, that I understand. But could I move it across the ground? Could I, like, not to kick it, but to move it with my foot? Let's say, assuming that the flower pot with the plant and the hole in it and the bottom, and it's receiving nutrition from the ground, it's no roots. I want to make that clear. It's no roots. It's just on the ground. You're not uprooting roots, you're not tearing it out of the ground. It's just, you want to move the flower pot, it's in the way, right? So if it's muksa, you would have to move it with your foot, you know, slowly, not to turn it upside down, obviously, if it's muksa. If it's not muksa, you can mamish move it with your hands. So this type of a flower pot, it is machlokes as far as if it's muksa or not. The Sefer Lama Tes Malachas brings down that as far as muksa goes, he says nechleku apoyskim yesh amrim she'ein isa muksa heichas ha'atzitz oimid liyapas habayis. If it's taka, a flower pot that's bringing it's a decorative item for the house, let's say the offer of agdulu miyuchadim umuchanim lanoi ve'ein muksa, then it would not be muksa. It's like a decorative type of an item. It would not be muksa. He brings also from the Sefer Bris Oilam. This is the maskana of the Prima Gadim. But again, if it's a decorative item, if it's outside, you know, could be a decorative item also. I mean, it depends. You know, sometimes people have plants outside where it's a decorative item for the house also. But there are others that Taka argue, he brings from the Shaar HaTzion, who's a little bit mafakbek on it. He brings from the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, who says that it's Taka Aser Alts Muksa. But be it as it may, so Alts the Muksa, we see that it's a machloikis. If somebody uses their hands, there is what to rely on, in other words, to move it, but preferably one should you know, move it with their feet, because the Shmir Shabbos, others want to say that it's Saka Muksa Bechlal, but be it as may, like you said, picking it up from the ground onto the table, it can't do. Again, a perforated flower pot. Putting it from the table onto the ground, no. But now the question is, I need to move it out of the way. So is there a problem if it's on the soil and I move it along the soil without picking it up? Whether with my hands, lefi those who say it's allowed, or lefi with my feet. So even if muks is allowed to be moved with your feet, very good. We understand that that is allowed to be done, tiltil begufay. But the question is that a problem of koitzer or zereya? Because I keep on moving it. It's on the place whereby it's getting nourishment from the ground. Now I moved it away from the place where it was getting nourishment on the ground, but I'm continuously moving it along the ground where it's getting nourishment. It's being moved on the soil itself. So that is the question. He brings down Lamaisa that would be, there are those who say that would be okay. So he brings from the, does the Sefer Klalim, he brings from the Sefer Bris Olam, again on page Tzadik Hey in the Sefer Klalim, he says, Mutta Midin Zeraya, as far as the halachas of Zeraya of planting go, or koitzer uprooting, Limshaych, in other words, to schlep, right, to schlep it along, you're not picking up this perforated flower pot from the ground, afilu al ofa karka, even on a dirt ground, whereby it's on the soil, right? Whether it's perforated flower pot, or of course, a flower pot that's not perforated is even easier. So one would be allowed to do that. That's what he says, lafida bris aylam, because of the fact that we're keeping in mind that one is not, nothing is changing as far as zoreya planting or koitzer uprooting, because it's, the whole time it's being schlepped along the ground, and it's continuously getting the nutrition from the ground. So the fact that it's moved to another place, there are those who argue that once you remove it from that place, it's a problem, but lafida bris aylam, that's how he brings it down. Just to read in Aura number 67, he says, muta gamishim muksa, even out the muksa part, but we saw the Shmir Shabbos Kehilcha says machme with the muksa, so preferably with one's foot, one should try and move it. So he says, okay. So preferably to move it with one's foot, if it's possible, to cover all grounds. But as far as the Zerei and the Koitzer part, so he says that will be fine. And he brings from the Sefer Ksaisa Shulchan and others on top, he says like this, Mutta Midin Zerei, as far as Zerei goes, Lataltum Mimokim Limokim, as far as Zereya or Koitzer, uprooting or planting, one is allowed to, like we said, schlep a flower pot that has a hole in it or without a hole in it. Otzitz, whether with their foot, lefi those who would say it's muksa, otzitz shiyesh bayit semachem ba'ofen shaloi miyape, in other words, in a time and place that it won't enhance somehow or speed up somehow the growing process. So like taking it from a table, putting it onto the floor. But when you're schlepping it along the floor, so then you're not, as far as the planting or the uprooting part, nothing's happening because it's continuously getting the same nutrition from the ground. You have to make sure that it does not come across, you know, like a piece of cardboard or possibly stone, you know, if you schlep it over a cardboard, so now you cut off the place of nutrition. Now you took it from the ground, right, and now you schlepped it across a cardboard or a marble floor or a stone floor or something like that. Now you cut it off. It has to be the whole time on the ground floor. In other words, you're not doing any maisa to enhance the growth. You're not doing any action to stop the growth. Right? So as long as it's going along a ground floor, soil floor, so then if one, for whatever reason, has to move it out of the way, that would be allowed, but preferably, like we said, one should do it with their foot because of those who say that it's muksa, possibly, like Shmir Shabbos and others. He brings down also Mutta Midin Zereya, the same thing would apply, Lataltal Asis Mimakam She'ina Tzemech, if one wants to move a flower pot from a place whereby it's not growing, like we said, the same thing. And if you want to move it, let's say along the table, would be the same thing, right? You're moving it from a place that it's not growing, and you're moving it to a place where it's not growing. So that's no problem. You never did anything, right? It's just a question of in that case, you have to be careful not to go across soil. If you're moving it, let's say, from a place where it's stone and now it comes across soil, then now it's getting, again, the nutrition from the ground, and then you're moving it across stone or whatever again, so that's also a problem. So these are just some things to keep in mind. Again, it might not be so negay, but sometimes somebody has to move flower pots for whatever reason, and the flower pots have holes on the bottom of them, so we want to know how to do it. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch, Kol Tov.